Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today we are joined by a Jamaican reggae singer, songwriter, who is a tremendously talented performer. Kankara is his name. He's got a brand new album that he just put out called Destination Unknown. So we're going to find out what his destination is and why it's so unknown. Kankara, welcome to the Voice of America.
Yeah, man, what's going on? Thank you so much for having me. How are you doing?
Great to have you with us. And I guess I'll start off by saying Irie, and Yaman. I've been to Jamaica a few times, Dunn's River Falls and Montego Bay. And
nice.
I love Jamaica. I love it. You know, the island vibe is unlike anything else in the Caribbean in Jamaica. Now, so I guess you grew up as a child of reggae music and probably a disciple of Bob Marley. And I guess he played probably a large role in the decision to be a singer, a reggae singer.
Yeah, man, absolutely. You know, and fast forward to where I'm at now, it feels fantastic to be a part of this whole reggae music representing Jamaica and our culture to the fullest, you know. So going from back in the days of listening to Bob Marley and wanting to sing music like that and wanting to be on stage to actually seeing it come to fruition, it's a great blessing, you know.
And you didn't, well, I don't know, did you grow up in Jamaica? You have moved around a bunch.
Yeah, man, that's why the destination unknown, you know. But yeah, I was in Jamaica, born in Jamaica, stayed there until I was about 17. And I went to boarding school in Canada, did 2 years of university in Canada, then wrapped up the last 2 years in West Virginia in the States. Mm-hmm. So it's been an interesting journey, you know.
And you got a scholarship, a soccer scholarship?
Yeah. Soccer scholarship. Yeah, man.
Well, but you got hurt. So that's why you ended up picking music. Otherwise, we'd be seeing you kicking. You know, you'd be bending it like Beckham, I guess.
I wish I could lie, man, but I don't think so, man. I don't think I was great. My dad used to play for Jamaica, the national team, so some pretty big shoes to fill. So I think I found my thing in music.
Well, you know, you do a great job. I've listened to your music. It sounds really, really good. And I know that on the newest project, Destination Unknown, you worked with Shaggy.
Yeah, man. That was a fantastic experience, man. And you know, I always talk about, you know, when I was younger. And when I was younger, I remember going to one of his concerts in Jamaica called Hot Shots. And I couldn't be any further back in the audience. And I remember seeing him on the screen and I was just like, man, that guy is so cool. Like, I want to, you know, one day maybe I could do music like that. I want it's like to be up on stage performing like him. And, you know, as I said, fast forward now, and it's something that I've actually done and performed with him live. It's great, you know, and he's kind of like an older brother to me, a very big impact on my career and guidance through this ever-changing music industry.
I wanted to ask you, you know, I've had you before, Dion, I've had, you know, Jimmy Cliff, I've had many wow. people, you know, reggae legends on the show, and I'm just kind of wondering, in the United States, reggae is not as popular as it is around the rest of the world. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, I would definitely say that it's growing its popularity now because you have these US-based reggae artists such as Soulja and Revolution. I do believe Soulja won the Grammys recently.
Yeah, best album, reggae album, yeah.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, there's obviously a different kind of take they have on reggae music, a different sound, a more pop-like lyrics, etc. that you know, maybe the US audience gravitates to more. But still fantastic music nonetheless, man. Like, I love those bands, you know?
It's great. You know, reggae music, how would you describe reggae music? I mean, what would you, it's steel drums and what else? It's just the island vibe. You've called it some things. You've had some other kinds of music mixed in with your particular brand of reggae. But yes. How do you describe reggae music?
Well, I mean, reggae music is just a feeling, you know? It's a vibration. It's, as Bob Marley would say, once it hits, you feel no pain. And I mean, the rhythm, the bass, all different instruments, and of course the vocals, the lyrics are always very heartfelt, and you know, I just think that it's definitely a unique type of genre, and just coming from a small little dot island in the world, it's a genre to be very proud of, you know, part of our culture.
That's right. Not many countries can claim a sound. You know, it kind of reminds me of Detroit claims Motown, but, you know, Jamaica is the birthplace of reggae music. And
yeah,
you know, other places have tried, but, you know, they just can't duplicate Jamaican reggae music.
No, absolutely, man. I don't know. There must be something in the food there because, I mean, we also have the fastest man in the world. Obviously, we have Bob Marley and stuff. So they always say it might be in the boiled dumpling and the cassava and yam.
So your real name, your birth name was Nicholas. Where did the conqueror come from?
Well, when I was in university in West Virginia, man, we used to wake up very, very early, man, like maybe 4 o'clock, 3 a.m. in the morning to go and train. And it was like swimming. We had to swim sometimes in the lake. Sometimes we swim in the pool and do like 40 laps. And that was no walk in the park, you know, and I'm talking about like freezing weather outside, etc. So my roommate and I was actually from Bahamas. We used to play this song called Jah Jah See Them A Come by Culture. Mm-hmm. And he says, Jah Jah See Them A Come, but I and I a conqueror. And the music just resonated so deeply with me. And I think it's just become a name that I've taken on for myself. And it's become my outlook on life, you know, the way that I work towards my dreams, any obstacles, goals, aspirations, you know, you just got to conquer them. And that's been my take on the name so far. So I've just kind of like taken it into myself, you know.
We're talking with Conqueror, and it's Destination Unknown is the name of the new album, which is now out. Congratulations on that. How many albums have you had now?
It's been about 3 or 4 albums, but they're more like EPs, so shorter versions of albums. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm very, very proud of this body of work and just happy that I can showcase it to the world and, you know, make a couple of people smile and dance is a blessing for me in itself.
Why did you call it Destination Unknown?
Yeah, man, I'm just looking back at my musical journey, and I haven't really taken the route of most artists in terms of touring and stuff like that. I've always had a very grand sense of adventure, and I've performed and gone to over 40 different countries and islands worldwide, and it just keeps going, and the sense of adventure is just still there, and it keeps going. So who knows where I'll go next, you know, but no matter what, I'm taking positivity and good vibes reggae music with me. So
Conqueror's on the show, and so if you wouldn't mind telling us about the first song we're going to hear.
Yeah, man. So this is Banana featuring the boss man himself, Shaggy, remixed by DJ Flea. Big up everybody on the project. Hope you guys enjoy this positive vibration. Tell them!
What a piece of dilemma. Demand exceeds supply. Come and tell you why. Girls from near and far I request me banana. Me a de gal dem banana farmer. Do all of dem a request me banana. They like come and dem no want go. Give dem it one time, two time, dem want more. They like come and dem no want go. Give dem it three times, sometime dem want four. They like come and dem no want go. Me have a Latina girl, she name Cassandra. She tell me say she come straight from Colombia. Su amiga recommend my banana. Tranquilla mama say that's the manana. I saw me do it. And girl, I tell me say me banana sweet. Them say the length and size make them wait. You know see. From near and far, I request me banana. Me a de gal dem banana farmer. Do all of dem a request me banana. They like come and dem no want go. Give dem it one time, two time, dem want more. They like come and dem no want go. Give dem it three times, sometime dem want four. They like come and dem no want go. Girl from Spain, Sweden, Ghana and Japan. I ring off my phone, I ask direction. Dem want come chill on my plantation. Two girl from France, dem want share one of me say we. Me say we. Grab me banana, I tell me it's sweet. She say we. C'est la vie. Girls from near and far I request me banana. Me a de gal dem banana farmer. Do all of dem a request me banana. They like come and dem no want go. Give dem it one time, two time, dem want more. They like come and dem no want go. Give dem it three times, sometime dem want four. They like come and dem no want go. Talk to them, Homero. Me say day, yo. They like come and them no want go home. Night and day, girl, I ring off the phone. Me say day, Me say them, yo. They like come and them now want go home. Night and day, girl, I ring up my phone.
Border Crossings, Conqueror. And you might have noticed that he had different clothes on. That's because he had recorded that song for us a little bit before we began the interview. He had that big costume change. So, 2 billion streams, I guess I've heard. 2 billion streams? Imagine billion in anything?
No. I'm still confused as to how many zeros that is, but I'm sure it's pretty good.
Well, you hope to get a dollar for each one,
Well, that would be the most amazing thing ever, but still.
And we just heard Banana. So what is this Banana Drop Dance Challenge?
Well, if I could do it, I've never really been great at it, but basically.
Show me. Come on, show me.
We're live. I don't have the glasses, but basically, let's just imagine I had the glasses. So you, I don't know if you have glasses, but you basically go like this, and it says, sick, with it, crew, drop. And then the glasses are supposed to drop. But my face is very big, man. So none of these glasses drop on my face. That's the problem. And nobody wanted to listen to me. So maybe when I find a pair of glasses big enough to do the drop, I might look a little more cool,
You can borrow Shaggy's. He's got those big old
ones. Yeah. He's got some big ones too. Yeah, true.
Conqueror is our guest here on Border Crossings. Destination Unknown is the name of the album. So all of the songs that you release are original. They're songs that you wrote, you created, you produced?
I worked with a lot of very talented individuals, and this was the first kind of project where I received a lot of help from different creative minds to put these songs together. I wrote the song Banana in its entirety, but that was a spin-off of an old kind of slavery song from back in the day that we used to sing in the mornings in prep school. And I just wanted to write a song that I know a lot of people would know. It would just be in their head. And I thought Deo was the perfect song. As far as other songs on the EP, Fatty Fatty, that was a spin-off of, I can't remember the gentleman's name now, but he did a version of it, and I did a spin on that. So there's samples and taking samples from different songs and stuff. But for the most part, it is originals and... Yeah, everything. Not many samples on the album. Yeah.
But you did also do a cover of an Adele song, which got over 100 million views. You did Hello in a reggae
you've
style.
You've done some homework, man.
I did. I'm studying Conqueror.
All right, man. Yeah. So that was the second song for me that went viral. I did another cover of Ed Sheeran's song, Thinking Out Loud, that went viral in the Philippines. Wow. And that kind of put me on the map over that side of the world. And from there, it kind of spread slowly. But yeah, man, Hello with the very talented Rosie Delma was also a fantastic song. Up to yesterday, I was on a boat here and they didn't know it was me because I used to have dreads. But obviously, being from Jamaica, there's like, oh, there's this Jamaican guy with dreadlocks. He sings this song. And I was just like, it's actually me. And they didn't believe me. But after a while, I just sang a line and then it was me. So.
All right. Conqueror is our guest and we're going to rock out and jam right now. What are you going to do next for us?
Yeah, man. So, everybody was thinking that I was going to do all these fruits. But this is the last fruit song that I did and it will not happen again. But it's called Papaya. And it was produced by my friend Marco Uno Mas. And I love this song too, man. Still worked with the same guy as DJ Flea from... New Zealand, and it's his whole team is called the Sick With It Crew. So DJ Muffy, and this is my version of it, acoustic style. I hope you guys enjoy.
All right, Papaya, Conqueror.
Yeah, man, you find a special type of love. It's like a blessing from above. Kawa, want to love in the morning. Give me your loving at the evening, so overdose, put it all in. Not gonna lie, me can't get enough of you, cause you're sexy. My ass skip a beat. Your type of love make me feel complete. You're sexy, hold me real tight. Want your loving straight through any time when you want me. All you want to do, I call me shawty. Anytime you need me. Be there, baby. Your loving sweet like papaya. I love the way you light my fire. Your loving sweet like papaya. I love the way you take me higher. Give me papaya, fire, fire. Da, 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 me papaya, fire, fire. Give me papaya, fire, fire. Da, 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 me papaya, fire, fire. Ooh, chop. Want your love in every season. 24/7, can't get enough of you. Can't fight this, your feeling. Overdose, can me want all of you. Cause you're sexy, sexy, my ass skip a beat. Your type of love make me feel complete. Yeah, you're sexy, sexy, hold me real tight. Want your loving straight through any time when you want me, want me, want me. All you have to do, I call me shawty. Anytime you need me, need me, need me, I'll be there, baby. Your loving sweet like papaya. I love the way you light my fire. Your loving sweet like papaya. I love the way you take me higher. Give me papaya, fire, fire. Da, 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 me papaya, fire, fire. Give me papaya, fire, fire. Da, 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 me papaya, fire, fire. Talk to them, Wero. Dame, dame un besito, tu sonrisa, uy, qué rico, uy, se la vi. Ven acá, mami. Your loving sweet like papaya. I love the way you light my fire. Fire. Your loving sweet like papaya. Fire. I love the way you take me higher. Give me papaya, fire, fire. Da, 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 me papaya, papaya, papaya. Give me papaya, papaya, papaya. Da, 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 me papaya, papaya, papaya. Ha, ha, hey!
And Papaya here on Border Crossings, and a song that he had recorded a little while ago for us. And so you said you said this will be the last fruit song. Why is that?
Yeah, man, when I saw everybody was making fun of me and saying, oh, what's next? Strawberry, kiwi, everything, you know. But
red bean rice,
from behind the song, man, I enjoyed. man, I'm telling you, but you know, I did the song, it sounds fantastic. I love it. The whole energy behind it, it's very happy. The music video is on YouTube, you can check it out. And yeah, that's Papaya.
Mm-hmm. I love that song. That sounds really, really good. And the Destination Unknown EP is out now. People can pick that up. I mean, your tour is obviously international because reggae is international music. So are you planning to come to the US and tour in the US?
Yeah, man, definitely in the pipeline. I think now that the album is finally released and, you know, obviously the world is opening back up again, definitely in discussion with promoters and stuff to see how we can tackle the U.S. because I don't think I've ever really given the U.S. a full chance. You know, I've performed in New Orleans and I've performed in New York and Cali, but I've never done that kind of West Coast run, which, you know, I would love to do under some of those concerts out there. You know, so we'll see how the year goes with that.
Yeah, and you mix dubstep into your reggae brand of music. You know, you have, so that's a popular trending music right now, is the dubstep sound.
Yeah, so that's when I graduated in 2005, and I, you know, my mom is obviously from the UK, and I said I'd love to go there and, you know, check out where my mom is from. And I went there, I stayed for a year. I worked at Diesel, the name brand, and on the weekends I would work on music. And you know, I got introduced to this dubstep and drum and bass style, and it was really cool. So I released an EP called Lover Boy, Rude Boy. I don't think I actually put that on iTunes or anything. It's just on YouTube, some of the songs. And some of my friends today say it's some of their favorite music, you know? Mm. But yeah, man, I love all those genres. I love to mix it up. Even the covers that I do, it's usually of those top 40 Billboard songs, and do a reggae style because I find that it brings, you know, for example, a lot of people in the States to reggae music, you know, they might not have listened to it before, but they said like, wow, this is like a Hello Adele cover of, a reggae style cover of Adele. Like, this is really cool. Like, let's check out some more of his stuff and maybe some other artists. And it's worked pretty well, man. It's good.
Yeah, you sound great. You really do sound great. And I love the how we've captured the reggae sound, and you've really contemporized it. You've made it your own. Yeah. And, you know,
I appreciate
you
it, man.
Oh, yeah, you can feel the flavor from Shaggy, you know, who you work with.
Yes.
And, you know, you definitely have a unique style, and I really enjoy listening to your music. Are you going to do another song for us?
Yeah, man. So this one is Everybody's Switch, Fatty Fatty. And this is another kind of more dancehall flavor. So, yeah, man, check it out. I hope you guys enjoy. Boom.
All right. Conqueror on Border Crossings.
Everybody, hear the sound of the drum. Your body, body, go ra pam pam padam. Daddy, daddy, she be calling me now. Everybody switch. Flirty, flirty, girl, you're full of attitude. Naughty, naughty, shawty, you're too rude. Dirty, dirty, dancing under the moon. Everybody switch. Emotion, that's what gives me emotion. Girl, you know that you're too much. You don't want me to DJ go. Sure. Hey, Miss Fatty Fatty, you a burner. Skinny waist, but your body still curve up. Really love the way you twist and you turn up. Shake, shake what your mama gave you. Hey, Miss Fatty Fatty, you're my baby. Know your work real, I just for shape it. Wanna let you know that I appreciate you. Shake, shake what your mama gave you. Well, take it low, low, low. And take it low, low, low. Yeah, take it low, low, low. Take it low, low. Fire, fire, everybody upon the floor. Water, water, got the drip on me now. Follow, follow, baby, we going home. Everybody switch. Emotion, that's what gives me emotion. Girl, you know that you're too much. You don't want me to DJ go. Sure. Hey, Miss Fatty Fatty, you a burner. Skinny waist, but your body still curve up. Really love the way you twist and you turn up. Shake, shake what your mama gave you. Hey, Miss Fatty Fatty, you're my baby. Know your work real, I just for shape it. Wanna let you know that I appreciate you. Shake, shake what your mama gave you. But take it low, low, low. Yeah, take it low, low, low. But take it low, low, low. Yeah, take it low, low, low. Cha. Fatty Fatty, you a burner. Skinny waist, but your body still curve up. Really love the way you twist and you turn up. Shake, shake what your mama gave you. Hey, Miss Fatty Fatty, you're my baby. Know your work real, I just for shape it. Wanna let you know that I appreciate you. Shake, shake what your mama gave you. Well, take it low, low, low. Yeah, take it low, low, low. Take it low, low, low. Yeah, take it low, low, low. Wow.
Cha. That's Conqueror right here on Border Crossings. And it's called what? Fatty Fatty? Or is that
yeah,
the
man,
artist?
Everybody switch Fatty Fatty.
Everybody switch Fatty Fatty. Everybody's got an interesting name. Everybody, you know, in reggae, it's, you know, you can't just have a, you can't be Bill. You know, you have to be something else.
Yeah. You play with the words, you know.
So what is the best advice you ever got and who gave it to you?
Well, I'll be very, very honest with you, was my mother. And she said, just be yourself and, you know, be confident. The way in which she said it was probably not as sweet as that, but I'll tell you the story. So it was the first time that I was ever going to go on stage and perform. It was a charity event in Jamaica. And I was so nervous, man. Like, I asked my mom if she could follow me because my sister wasn't gonna come. My father wasn't around at the time to come to it. I think he was busy. And my mom said she would come. And, you know, I went there. And this was like, there's nobody in the audience. It's a sound check. And they handed me the microphone. I remember my hand was just shaking like this. And I stood backstage and I was just like, right, mommy, I don't think I can do this, you know? And she was just like, you dragged me out of your bed to come and you get on a stage, right? And that, let me tell you, man, I ran out so quickly, man. I was just like, ah. And that was it, man. I never looked back. And, you know, it's just be yourself and push the music out, you know? So that's the best advice I've gotten.
Mm. We are on in 100 different countries worldwide. Millions and millions of people listening, including the troops. Before we go, I wanted to, first of all, ask where these people can find you on social media and on the internet. Where do they go?
Yeah, man. So the hardest part is the spelling. So it's Conqueror. That's Conqueraah. That's Conqueraah. And you can find me on all the social media platforms, Instagram, Spotify. It's everything is there. Once you get the spelling, you type into Google and you're good to go. When you're saying the troops, you're talking about the American troops?
Yes, sir. The military, you know, and the U.S. all around the world.
You know that I did some performances for the troops prior to COVID. Yeah, man, we performed in Greenland, Andros Island in Bahamas, and Guantanamo Bay.
Wow. And I get email all the time from the troops, so I'm sure they're tuned in. And, you know, if you want to give a message, if you want to send a shout out to the troops or to the worldwide audience or to both, here you go. This is your opportunity.
Conqueror. Yeah, man. Big up on yourself. This is Conqueror, spreading nothing but love and positivity to you all. Make sure you stay safe. God bless you. And keep the vibes going. And I say blessed love. Tell them.
Woo! Well, thank you, Conqueror. What a pleasure it is to talk to you and to meet you. And if you're in D.C., come in the studio. We'd love to have you in our studios live and join us.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for taking the time, man. I thoroughly enjoyed this interview, man. You're very good.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Conqueror. Destination Unknown is the name of the new album. It's now available, so please check it out on Spotify or wherever albums are sold, and you can check out some of the great vibes, Banana, and all the great songs on Destination Unknown. My name's Larry London, and you are watching Border Crossings. This is VOA TV.